Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Guide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check, 1, 2.
Jam.
Oh, 600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil.
Yep.
Roger Scott.
Present.
Justin Moore, Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. Oh, mama!
Oh, don't blow this force, Gene!
From the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
Yep!
All right, good morning, everybody. It is a TGIF. You 609ers know what to do. You move it, move it, move it.
Hit that guy on that. Move it, move it, move, move, move.
I got to hand it to you. That was good.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this
Calm
kind of party.
Down, listen to me. Nobody's saying you can't own a gun. Nobody's even saying you can't carry a gun. All we're saying is you can't carry a gun in town.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, buddy, buddy.
RJ, you still pooping naked?
What? Come on, L.A. crowd. Let's go. Say it loud and proud. Los Angeles.
Bonjour from Normandy, France. Welcome back to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore. Woo, pig suey.
When golf is on TV, how often do you ask your husband if he needs anything? These were the questions that I wanted to know. When your husband loses his temper, how long do you usually wait before apologizing?
I got it flying over to the Golden Sea.
You pulled out too soon.
Whoa! 15 minutes, he would set us at the terminal gate.
You are fake news.
A swinging old chariot come down, he's a taxi to the terminal zone.
Yeah! boy.
All right, one more time. Los Angeles.
Hey, you guys!
Go to the phone.
What's that bulge in his pocket?
Ah. Hey, it's Friday, Randy. We'll you be, figure out.
We'll be going to the same event that created that liner for Randy some 5 years. It was in Nashville, Tennessee.
Wow.
Your memory serves me right.
Good that? Morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopig Suey, Los Angeles.
Yeah. All right, outstanding there.
I can't get over your look right now.
Thank you.
I don't know what this is. I mean, that's a beautiful blue. Yeah, I love that
never,
blue.
Never seen anything nice. Other than black.
Well, yeah, exactly. Maybe it's that.
Jessica, go to the webcam, please.
Jessica, go to the webcam,
What's
please.
The occasion?
I saw it in my closet. I go, I think I can wear that now. I think I can wear that.
Saw it hanging
yeah,
there.
Yeah, maybe
man.
I might take it to Tampa with me. Good morning, everybody. It's 6:11 on this Friday, July 17th. TGIF. Glad you're with us. Morning, Roger.
Morning, David.
Good morning, Christian.
Morning, fellas.
Got a fun show today. Won't have as many guests as we normally have because Danny West said not much recruiting going on. RJ is in the Bahamas trying to catch a big marlin.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have Heather Baker on in the 7 o'clock hour. Steve Qualls in the 8 o'clock hour. Of course, Heather Baker, AYNAP Magazines, and Steve Qualls, Design Lab.
Yep.
By the way, if you go to our webcam now, look what Steve Qualls did for us.
Yeah.
Where is the camera at?
Right where here? Are you?
Look at that.
I'm funny.
Strength and honor. Strength and honor. Morning Mayhem, 103.7 The Buzz.
Great
outstanding.
Shirt. Great shirt. Astounding.
Astounding. Steve can print anything.
Yeah,
so
he can. Well, so, listen, yeah, yeah, so you need to think about that. Say you're going on a vacation. You know, we're going on a little trip here in a week and a half or so. With, I don't know, 50, 60, yeah, I don't know how many people is going to be hanging out there. That's kind of an event. If you're all going together, if you're all part of one group, that's where you find a person like Stephen Qualls at Design Lab and go, hey, would you make up some shirts for our event, you know, our family reunion, whatever it may be. That's Design Lab. And his, as a matter of fact, his trivia team, Hey Siri, at Mainline Sports Bar, he came in first place last night.
Did they really?
Yeah, so outstanding effort on them. We had a great time last night. And thanks again, Steve, for that and for the mints that we followed.
Oh, my gosh, we got eight pounds of mints, which is fine. Also have to do our Hawks Home movie review on Rambo.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, First Blood, not Rambo. That was one thing I got
forgotten.
Yeah,
Rainbow First Blood was the second one, right?
Yeah, I actually started watching the second one last night just as background.
We have to.
Yeah, it's actually not bad.
No,
but the first one, I'm going to tell you, I'm leaning towards really, I forgot, that's a solid movie.
It is a solid
movie. It's a solid movie. Simple, some great acting between three people. Yeah, go ahead.
I was telling Roger before the show, and Rocky is this way as well, but perhaps no movie has been more damaged by its sequels more so than First Blood.
Yeah, it's been bad after that.
I think the one before the last one. Known as the next to last one, I think that was the most horrible.
Where he kills like 9,000 people.
9,000. I think. Is it a relative? Is it a niece or something?
No, that's
like
the last one.
Is that the last one?
Where he goes to Mexico, she dies.
And she's under. He's got.
I have not seen.
He's
that.
Got a bunker underneath his home.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
then that's the one.
But
you got to watch. You got to watch all 12 of them.
Well, and after the first one, he basically turns into like the Predator or something.
Yeah,
he's just out there killing people.
But the first one, I tell you, and it was the first big role for Brian Dennehy, reading about it. I didn't, and that was his first big breakout role. Man, he was good. And
I
had no idea how he was a stage guy, and he learned to be a stage guy.
He won a Tony, didn't he?
Yeah.
For Death of a Salesman?
And up for multiple awards. And he learned he was a truck driver, and he would go to theater and watch it. That was his training. And
very good, very good.
Yeah, he was really good.
Give you my take on the movie and tell you who I think was the antagonist of the
also have to do a Justin Moore finish the lyric today. And we're going to do it. Today's the day. You know, we've been talking with Joe Nichols the last couple of weeks about C'est La Vie, his new song that I think is going to do well. It's catchy, it's fun, and it's all over social media. They've been pushing it out, his team has. So we'll play that full today. Today is National Tattoo Day. I ask this every year, Christian. If I was going to get a tattoo when I go to Tampa, me and Bill Vickery get wild and crazy, where would I put it and what would I put on it?
Well, I think it would have to be in the small of your back.
Okay.
And
exactly what I said.
Wow. Back in the neck, right? The upper neck?
No.
The small.
No. Down the bottom?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's a girl. That's a tramp stamp thing.
Why not?
What guys
the guys don't put them down there.
Sure they do.
No, they
Some
don't.
Do.
Hey, you tattoo people out there, you know who you are.
Yeah, you know who you are.
A guy doesn't put
how many guys
just
have
one
what
tattoo
would be considered a tramp stamp. How many guys have those?
Yeah,
yeah.
I remember I told you I saw one time where
as a joke, it'd be fun.
A girl had, she showed me that she had had her girl's, her daughter's names on her back, and she wanted to, the guy who did it said, who was doing the tattoo, said, uh-oh. And then she goes, never a good deal. He goes, oh, man. And it, when he looked at it, it looks like fallopian tubes. Oh, it looks like it, yeah. And I'm going to tell you, I died laughing so darn hard at that years ago on a date. But anyway, it's also National Lottery Day. We mentioned yesterday Terry Hartwork's brother won $1.8 billion. You saw it, Roger, in the paper. Yeah. They'd already bought $1.2 million. He's got $560 million. I wonder how much you make off that of interest. If that puts in the bank, how much yearly do you make off $500 million?
Kevin Scanlon, could you call us, please?
Yeah, $500 million. If you put that in the bank, how much? You don't touch it. How much does that earn annually?
Because
it's $568 million. Yeah, you got $68 million. Yeah. Could you imagine? Yeah, wow.
I could.
Life is...
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine.
Right there in cabin. Also today, you've got, in addition to the song coming out, C'est La Vie, for our buddy Joe Nichols, you've got the new movie coming out called The Odyssey. And
I'm going to go see it tomorrow.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg said it's the biggest movie he's ever done. And for those
Matt
who don't
Damon,
know...
Matt Damon, you mean?
What'd I say?
Mark Wahlberg. Wahlberg.
I'm sorry, Matt Damon.
Different Bostonian.
Yeah, there you go. So it's Matt Damon, Anne Hathaway, Tom Holland, and Robert Pattinson.
Tom Holland. Why do I get him? Is he
You know, he's the one off
of... He's Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so why do I get his name?
Most notable.
Who's the guy? Is it Tom Harden or somebody?
Tom Hardy?
Hardy. Is that...
He played
Bane.
Yeah, he did. He's in a ton
First
of
time I've ever seen
him. I like him.
He's good.
I was thinking Tom Holland was the guy who was in Thor's brother. What's Thor's brother's name?
Tom...
Is he a Tom?
Hiddleston. Tom Hiddleston.
Okay, I feel better because it was close to that. I got the British Open going on right now. I'm looking... Guy named Suber, who is from who's 26 years old from America, is in second place. Is he already at 17? Okay, he's in second place after 17. Herbert is 800 is your leader. Do we recognize Morikawa? We recognize him.
I know Colin Morikawa.
Yeah, and then IM is there.
Kim Sung Jae.
Yeah, he was 400. He's at 400 now. He's finished around. It's just what's weird is that all these guys are almost done. Roger, you know, 6 hours ahead there. Mm-hmm. And is that right? Yeah, 6 hours ahead. I'm surprised.
You were just there.
I know. Noel, I was, not too many years ago. It's a beautiful day. I mean, those guys aren't getting any bad conditions. I don't know about Scheffler. I know Scheffler yesterday and had four birdies in a row and didn't hit another birdie since that time. So
yeah, and listening to Schaap this morning, he had...
I heard that. That was good.
Yeah, it was so far with Tui on it. It's a two-parter.
Tui. The Tui Sisapitopo.
Yeah, which is, no. It was a S.
The kid from Blindside.
Yeah,
it is. Coach Thunder Morse.
That's right. Yeah, he was talking about Morse. Did you hear any of that? He was talking about Jeff Morse.
Yeah.
Just said that did not go. He said he thought it, you know.
What's he doing now?
Chad?
No, SJ.
He's the athletic director at a college somewhere. Maybe
about that?
I don't know, in Central Florida or somewhere. But yeah,
Taco Bell money. Speaking of which, did you know what? My favorite lettuce, still to this day, I know you got to get fancy and go spinach and all that, is Iceberg.
Well, you may want to stay away from it now.
Every year.
It's one batch, though. It's one little batch.
Well, what happens every year with the Iceberg lettuce because they're not clean. It's just another example of you having to clean.
Well,
clean,
I think
clean,
it's
clean,
interesting clean. That they'll track it down. They know exactly what batch of lettuce it came from.
I know, but still, it's what's going on?
Well, that's why I'm really thankful for a trained stomach.
I watched a, six-day-old cookies. I watched a Netflix documentary years ago about like the uncleanliness of our food society, and it's really.
Well, it also shows terrible. The amazing body that we have, that the body will usually try to deal with that the best it can.
Shout out God.
Exactly. Also, in addition, I'm headed to the SEC Media Days tomorrow. I'm going to hang out with Bill Vicker over the weekend. We'll do his show together on Sunday, and then Trey and Rainey and I will do shows throughout the week. We'll have Bill on the show with us Monday. But there are other football conferences that are having media days. That was not the case years ago, Roger. What happened was all the other conferences realized, well, why does the SEC always get all the attention? So we're going to start beating the SEC to the media table. You've had the ACC. We haven't had the Big Ten yet. So the Big Ten, the SEC, they may be doing it the same week. Of course, the SEC takes all week to do. They have 4 days of 16 teams. But they had ASU and Roger, Arkansas State, And I was looking at the numbers, and this is what you do when you don't have the greatest success. You find ways to say you're successful. So they're coming off a 7-6 season. The program has reached bowl eligibility every season since 2023. And it's one, and that's a good question. Roger was asking, how long has Butch Jones been there?
I didn't get a chance to look it up.
I'm going to say like 5 years.
Yeah.
Christian, can you look that up?
Look it up?
Said the program has reached bowl eligibility every season since 2023.
And you really think he'd last a year?
Since 2021.
Okay. Wow.
5 years?
Wow. What? No.
Is it
six?
Six seasons?
If you count one, two, three, four, five, six.
No, it's five. This will be his sixth.
Yeah, this will be his sixth, yeah. So it said they've won back-to-back bowl games for the first time since 2012, 2013.
Good for him. He's an intense dude.
But here's the other thing, too, that's a little deceiving. You got 40 bowls now, and they beat Missouri
State. And half of the teams don't want to play.
Guess what? Razorbacks hadn't made a bunch.
No, you're right. But yeah. I'm just saying, you know, what used to be, you know, back when I played, had about 20 bowls.
Sure.
It was a little bit more
bowls. Less than that before you played.
That's right. And so, but when you're SU, you want to find the things that you can brag on.
Well, Jones has been there with 5 years.
Yeah, that's a good point. Longer than anybody.
The previous
Steve
five
Robert.
Coaches
that's right.
together.
That's right. Well, you know, Brian Harsin had been there.
Did he stay two?
I think he stayed two. He stayed longer than the one.
Okay.
But you had Ufreeze.
Gus Malzahn.
And then Harsin.
Yeah.
And then Harsin left.
No. Yeah.
Anderson was there for a bit, right?
Oh, you're right.
He was there for a while.
Anderson was there for a while. Yeah, I forgot about him.
Well, okay, then let me amend it then. He has been there as long as there have been coaches in the last, I mean, I don't know how many.
Last 15 years.
Steve Roberts, then Anderson. No.
See how many years Blake Anderson. Yeah.
He was there a while.
I think Anderson was there a while.
I think he was at least there 5 years.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, because he made the same statement, I think, about him. He was there as long as all the other guys.
That's what it was, as long as everybody else.
Then you have you got the ACC conference going on today, Atlantic Coast Conference, rather. Their media day is going on, and you had Dabo Swinney. Poor old Dabo Swinney. Remember when they beat Alabama, they won two national championships.
They were on top of the world.
Top of the world, and now, you know, they've struggled to keep up. They didn't really want to jump in and do the whole NIL deal, and now I think they're doing it. And then they got the guy. Remember this time last year, I think the guy from, maybe it wasn't last year, maybe it was, when did this happen? Apparently they signed a guy, and he's in class at Clemson, and then Pete Golding at Ole Miss is calling him and going, I'll give you another $1 million. So the dude just walks
out. Well, if it was Golding, then it was probably this year, right?
Yeah, it had to be. I don't know if he did it as a coordinator at the time or he did it as head coach. I have no idea. Maybe it was head coach. Maybe it happened right after the new year. But anyway, the dude just walks out of class, quits. You know, he'd been going to meetings and just, you know, and he just quits and goes to Ole Miss. So he got on that again, said he doesn't regret calling the coach out. But he says, you know, we're never going to make any progress if that's what you're allowed to do. It is. It's embarrassing that all the ADs and the head coaches that have made hundreds of millions of dollars cannot get this system fixed. It's taken this long. It's embarrassing. You know why? Because I guess maybe, you know, they don't want to seem like hypocrites.
Don't
want to be hypocrites and say, let's get this thing under control. But I'm telling you, it's embarrassing that we have had to go this long and still are having, you know, no answers that we don't, you know, hire the smartest attorneys like Tom Mars and get this thing figured out where you can win legal arguments in court.
Well, I think a lot of the quote unquote trouble of trying to come up with a system is that someone doesn't leave the team that they're currently on. I don't think the universities want to lose it because if you come up with something, somebody's going to say, okay, I'll go here, I'll do that. I think a lot of the power now, I don't think so, a lot of the power is in the players now.
No, it's all, which I don't mind them having some.
Yep.
But now it's basically
gone from one end to the next.
Yeah,
it used to always be in the coach.
Right, that's right.
Now it's gone to the players, and what you have is a land grab.
Yeah. You have zero rules, and the players just do whatever they want to do, and that doesn't work either. It's just a dysfunctional system.
No, it's not going to work. Yeah. It's not going to work because that's why the apathy is set in for folks like, I don't know me. When you have a team that we're talking about that I grew up with loving and doing all that, and it's not necessarily just because we have, what's the word I'm looking for, blow But you don't get to know any of the players anymore. There's no there's no more loyalty for them. So my loyalty is still with the university and wearing that laundry. But as far as the players go, unless they stick around, listen, I mentioned Kevin Scanlon. He's still here. You're still here. All these other players.
Speaking of new players in Arkansas State, he's got 60 new players. Mm. 60. It, basically, it's like you're going to start with a new team every year. You know, I'm sure, that Ryan Silverfield's got 50.
Sure.
Maybe more than that. Maybe 40 or 50. I don't know. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. I've got a few interesting birthdays I mentioned during our Facebook Live. Hard to believe that David Hasselhoff, Knight Rider, Baywatch, talent show judge, America's Got Talent,
right.
74.
Okay. Yeesh. That's baby. He's just a kid.
I know, but 70, you know, he was in his prime. And, you know, hey, it goes by in a hurry, man. That's why I was watching last night. Reading about Richard Crenna, who was Colonel Troutman. Yeah. Is it Troutman? Is that his name?
Troutman.
Yeah, and then that goes to Rambo 2, and they had some of those bad guys that are dead and gone now. Yeah. You know, it's just like, wow, man, life is here.
Troutman's gone. Denny's gone.
Yeah, that's right. Denny's
Troutman's in the second one, isn't he?
Yes, yeah, he plays more of a role.
God didn't make Rambo.
Oh my gosh, it's one of the best lines. It's one of the best lines ever.
Yeah, he throws it out.
Who are you? And he said, "No, I didn't come to save Rambo. I came to save you.
You misunderstand."
I said, "Let me tell you, it's some great lines, and Crenna is great. I tell you, Crenna
did a good job.
And Dennehy,
Dennehy's a fantastic.
Sylvester Stallone. You know, he reduced the amount of words he had in the script, and it works better.
I like the juke that he did to get the motorcycle. Down.
Yeah, Rambo kind of went." Like a fistful of dollars or something.
A little bit. Yeah, absolutely he did. He's in there. And
It was better than I thought. Man, this is not a bad movie.
It's a better movie than you remember.
It's very simple. It's to the point. It's 1982 when they shot it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll give my review later. But it's an action movie that has a point. It's not a dumb action movie.
That's right.
And again, I think we're the three of us, you two are going to be on one side of the page and I'm going to be on the other.
About
who the hero of that.
The other thing, remember, it's 1982. You're only 10 years removed from Vietnam.
Once again,
Vietnam ended in 75. Yeah, although I think they probably should have set this movie maybe in 77 or something. Has he been walking around for six years? I don't know.
I'm gonna tell you, I forgot about him breaking down on the floor and crying at the end.
Yeah.
He did, and I remember the line about his buddy.
I think that's where Kenan Ivory got it from. I'm going to get you, sucker. Where he's sitting there, if you remember, Kenan Ivory is sewing up he's got a splinter in his hand. Just a funny scene. But in that movie, and again, what it cost, how long it took him to make it, which was baby crap, and then the money that it made a ton
of money for what it cost him. Yeah, man.
And when we come back, we will debut. The new Joe Nichols song.
Awesome. C'est la vie. Yeah. We've been talking about it. Don't go away. 628.
Ten Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by Ten Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Hot weather for our Friday. 94 degrees or high temperature this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy with a 10% chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 75 and partly cloudy for Saturday. Also a 10% chance of a shower storm and a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
When did I first notice my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my item wouldn't scan. And right above me is the camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Dr. Petras offers a one-day hair transplant treatment with permanent natural results that last a lifetime. I'm still going to wear hats because I like hats, but it'll be nice knowing I've got a head of hair under there. I'm Roger Scott, and if you've been thinking about doing something about hair loss, call the Petra Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, 4137 JFK, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. Go see what your options are. It might just give you that renewed confidence, too.
Injured? Let's talk about getting help now.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-8888.
Whether injured at night, on a weekend, or a holiday,
dial 8 for Rainwater, Holtz, and Sexton.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
Plumbing problems? No problem. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a whole lot more, call the professionals at BR McGinty. They'll fix it right the first time. Call for all of your plumbing needs. BR McGinty, yeah.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call does it all.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, and Justin Moore.
You made your point, Bobby Joe. Let it go.
All right, that's 6:31 on this Friday. TGIF. Looks like a nice day. It's going to be warm today, Rog.
A little bit.
Going to be the next 3 days over 100 in heat index, right? No regular temps over 100, right?
I think
it's high 90s. I will say, according to the weather forecast down in Tampa, rain every day. And so, Vickery talked about going sailing and going to the beach, on the beach, but just going hanging out. But he said it's going to rain almost every day. And I said, well, it's going to be nice. A little lower the temperature a little bit.
Just you two guys on the catamaran?
Yes. How cute is that?
Now you never know. So now the tattoos in the small of the back are not so ridiculous.
Yeah. And today's National Tattoo Day. If you got a cool tattoo, take a picture of it and text it to us. 661-1037, if you don't mind. This is our man Joe Nichols.
Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world. That ain't
such a good line right here.
I think the devil drives a Coupe de Ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in Broken Huntsville.
Come up here in just a minute. We're going to play C'est La Vie, which is his new album, a new song, rather. But anyway, back to the weather, Raj. It's going to be raining down there, which is okay, but yeah. It could be a hot one here. So all you guys and ladies that are fighting the heat, be careful out there. This is kind of stuff that gets you in trouble real quickly.
Definitely. Most definitely. Actually, stay hydrated. Right?
We were talking about tattoos, too. If you got a picture of your tattoo, it's a cool tattoo or something unique, send us that. I mean, listen, imagine how many of our listeners have a Razorback tattoo.
Oh, that's a good question.
I wanted to create a site, and I still may do it, that will be able to absorb anybody that submits a Razorback tattoo and see how many people would submit Razorback tattoos. We've seen them on the calf. We've seen them on the arms.
Joe Klein has an
infamous Razorback tattoo. I forgot about that one. Yeah. It looks like the caveman drawing.
I think it actually was the Psycho Caveman.
He has a Razorback tattoo?
You ought to see it. Well, you can't really tell.
Yeah, he doesn't let you see it.
It looks like a prehistoric.
It does look like
Razorback.
Yeah. Like he was in the pen and they took like a... Yeah, thing, and we're like chiseling it into him.
I think Dan Marley did it.
It's not professionally done.
They were partying in Miami and went out somewhere, and I guess Joe drew that for the tattoo artist to do, and it looked like...
What a great memory.
And we've got pictures of it. We've actually posted. Yeah, it's off the chart. Yeah. So anyway, if you got a picture of your tattoo, if you got a suggestion for my tattoo...
Razorback in the small of your back?
You know what? Not even just that. But the one that there used to be when we were kids, they had it on the back of the windows
It was an adult one with three little piggies trailing right behind it. That's what you did. Absolutely.
You know,
and maybe it starts in the middle of your back and then
it goes down.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've told Roger one of my most favorite nights of going out and dressing up was the night we had Halloween at Cajun's. And Christian, what I did the neck tattoo, like the flames going up the side of my neck.
Okay, yeah.
Like George Clooney had in that vampire movie. It was so cool. Right, yeah. And I mean, it was
Dust Till Dawn.
Yeah, it was so cool.
Wasn't your head shaved too?
I don't know if it was or not, but I was a drummer. I was the drummer in the band. And I'm telling you, I want that. And it just gives an edge. Everybody goes, if you do that, you'll never get on TV again. Nobody will put you on TV.
Well, that's not true anymore.
Look at that cool guy. He's 62 and he's got a tattoo.
Remember the station here? I won't, because I don't remember her name or whatever, that had the young lady who just had huge tattoos on her arm that was doing the news, local news. And they finally told her.
I forgot about that. Tatted up.
And
that's really a thing you don't do. You don't show on TV, on especially in the Bible Belt. It just didn't go over as well.
And not with boomers or people that still remember full-service gas stations alive. You just can't do that.
I don't know if she got approval for that either. I think she just did it.
I don't think she did because... Or she may, yeah, because...
They told her to wear long sleeves or something.
Well, it wasn't long after that saw him again. Yeah. Or her, for that matter.
Yeah, that was, I forgot all about that. All right, the other thing is, we're going to play this a couple times throughout the show. This is the new single by Joe Nichols. He has been a great guest for us the last year. It was a great idea by Justin Moore to bring him on. And Roger really enjoys his voice. He's got a great old school voice. Deep, full, and loves the old school stuff. Sounds like, you know, he could go back to 1950s, 60s, or 70s.
Oh, he's any
song. But this song, he knows the method to get to do a fun song.
Yeah.
Just like Tequila Makes Your Clothes Fall Off. And he knew the minute he saw this one. And their people did, because they started pushing this sucker out before it even came out on radio. So it's called C'est La Vie, and they spell C'est La Vie differently for this.
Yeah, it's S-A-Y space L-A space V, the letter V, say la vie.
Yeah, not the correct way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, you'll get the gist.
Yeah, but anyway, this is where we came up with. I'd never heard split them like the Lord. What is it?
Don't let it hit you where the good Lord splits you.
I wasn't the only one.
There's a tattoo for you down there. All right, ready?
All right, this is the new single out for Joe Nichols.
First time we've heard it too.
Yeah. We haven't heard this part of it.
It's
big sound.
Big sound, yeah. I stayed up all night trying to find the perfect words. So I could say it once and you'd know how I feel for sure. It's been weighing on me, girl, and I can't wait. Say what I need to say. Say la vie. Catch you on the flip side. 1, 2, 3. Ready, set, goodbye. Pick whichever one fits ya. Just don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits ya. Bon voyage. Adios. I like those, but the one I love the most is I call you. Don't call me. Say la vie. I'm kind of surprised. You look so surprised. I guess you thought I knew nothing about you. Something on the side. But now I do. So I keep this short and sweet. I hope it hits your heart. Tears the world apart every time a bar band sings. Just don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits ya. Bon voyage, adios. I like those, but the one I love the most is I call you, don't call.
From the perspective of the dude,
yeah,
is saying bye to her.
Yeah.
You don't hear that.
Yeah.
From broken hearts, no, it's a 180.
Yeah.
She left him. And obviously, that concert, that chorus is going
to
be
big. Goodbye hurts. It's hard to take it. I guess that's why there's so many ways to say it. C'est la vie. Catch you on the flip side. 1, 2, 3. Ready, set, goodbye. Pick whichever one fits you. Just don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Bon voyage, adios. I like those, but the one I love most is I call you, don't call me. C'est la vie. Yeah, I'll call you, don't call me. C'est la vie.
Attaboy, Joe.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I like that. Yeah, that's going to be a crowd favorite.
I think it will be. It'll be one of those that it will chart well. If not number one, it'll chart high. It'll be a top 10
great
song
sound. Maybe. Sounds a little bit like there's a George Strait sound to it. And I dig his voice because it's...
You dig. He said dig.
You know what I
he
said?
He said dig his voice.
I dig the guy's voice. It's and it's a Randy Travis
that's a good point. And he's a good-looking dude. He's a good-looking dude.
Hey.
Now he's got some gray now, finally coming out. Yeah, finally catching that wind. I know.
He'll fix that.
Yeah, but he's got a good... I actually was... He's doing interviews everywhere on the social media, and I saw... So he was doing one yesterday with a young lady.
Mm.
Let's see here. Let's go to our Middleton Eaton Air text line. Great song. Joe Nichols, one of my favorite.
Yeah.
Does he ever play concerts? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's playing concerts
all
over the place.
That's why we didn't get him last
week. That's right.
Week.
We tried to work out Summer of Adventure to get to one of his concerts. Just couldn't work it out.
Yeah.
Someone said, morning, fellas. Tattoo idea. Replicate your jersey nameplate number in hog patches. Sure. Yeah, I think that certainly could work.
Justin Moore, his latest tattoo.
Happened.
I mean, he half sleeved it.
He's half sleeved it. Very nice. Very nice in the terminology
down,
there.
Yeah, he went all the way down.
Chris Kane is listening. They're driving to Minnesota. He said that the young lady you're talking about actually worked mornings with them on Daybreak. Her name was Victoria Capick. Is it Capek or Capick? Yeah. So, I didn't realize she did more.
She had a big arm there.
Yeah. Big tattoo.
Same.
Okay.
Well, you got a big arm, big tattoo. Okay. But you go big or go home. I mean, it just stood out on the TV.
She working out or?
Yeah.
We're starting to get some tattoos. Razor, this is Brian from Pottsville. Got a big old giant. He got a big calf. His calf is so big, he's got the Razorback running through the A. And it's taken up his entire calf. I'm gonna show Roger. Look at that. Oh no, it's his wrist. It's his forearm. So you can't miss that baby. Here, I'm gonna show you. Here you go, Chris.
That's a big arm, man. That's all I'm saying.
Nice. Yeah, that is on his forearm. So you cannot. Now I tell you, having a bad year, you're stuck. You wherever you go, you're outside of Arkansas.
Well, I'm wearing that
long sleeves.
I'm stuck with that one. And if I were to get a tattoo, or as we say, a tattoo. I would get a Razorback. I'd get a hog of some kind, but maybe just a Razorback. But I think a lot of my friends that I know that are Cub fans have tattoos.
Yeah.
I think Cubbies. I mean,
Shep
loyalty.
I don't know. I mean, Shep may have one. I just haven't been in that part. Just seen that part
maybe
of his
in the
body. Yeah, maybe.
There's one.
If anybody has one, he does, and I bet it's very cool.
From the 772 down in Florida. This is Bobby. Down in Port St. Lucie, Florida. I love it that they're
like
be
St.
listening
Lucie,
to the show. Very nice. Let's see here. Someone says, sounds like a Good Friday getting off work song, too.
Sure does.
Love
boy.
Joe
sure
Nichols.
Sure does. That's a great one. Yeah, c'est la vie.
Tattoos are only good for one thing, identifying your body if you lose your head and hands.
If you what?
If you lose your head and hands.
Okay, yes. That would do it.
Someone says, Joe Klein's tattoo needs to be on a T-shirt. Oh, my gosh. We should do that sometime, right? We should get Steve Qualls.
Gosh.
At Design Lab to do that.
Oh, my gosh. That would be
remind me, Christian, to show you the tattoo of Joe. Now, listen, the leader, the leader for the British Open, look, he's got is that a Razorback red or is it a...
It looks kind of Cardinalish.
It does. It does. I don't know much about him. Herbert.
Is it Herbert or is it Hebert?
Hebert.
Good question. Let's see here. Get a tattoo of an elephant below your belly button. Okay, we've seen that one. Mm-hmm. Let's see. It's Friday. Partly, I moved it all week. I'm dragging today, but we're going to finish strong. That's Chase from Greenbrier. Great, Chase, you're with us. Roger and I are a little out of gas, but we've made it to the finish line this week.
Let me tell you something. I'm still so impressed by the Tiger blood that you had to bring us in from the cab. I gotta be honest with you. It was dangerous.
Yeah, I knew. I saw my butt hitting the. Well, I'd close my eyes and I peeked.
There was a quick time that I did.
I peeked and I saw you. I thought, my bump's, he doesn't have much longer.
No, I didn't. I was out for a second.
Yeah, time's ticking. I know. I don't doubt it. That's what I said.
No. Christian, the reason I said I even went that far.
And Christian, I knew when he goes, I knew he needed help because he said, we got to make the switch now. I can't make another 30 minutes.
That was our first time at the gym. I'm losing it.
But think about this, though. You know, Christian, we left Raj, was it Saturday morning?
Yeah.
And we had a crazy weekend.
Well, we had the week before.
Steve Qualls.
We had Mina.
We had Mina.
I didn't hear you guys review. I was off Friday. How was the Skyline Cafe, by the way?
It was solid. The food was solid. Yeah, absolutely. It was very nice.
What'd you have? Was it breakfast?
I had the combo. They had an award-winning Reuben that I tried because it's award-winning. So I had that. Their boneless chops were fantastic.
Chicken fried steak.
They serve breakfast. They serve whatever food's on the menu
it was
all
solid.
Day long.
Okay,
chicken fried steak was outstanding.
Hamburger was good.
Yeah, okay.
Hamburger was good. The breakfast, that's right, I ate off the mayor's plate.
Mashed potatoes were fantastic. It's solid food.
For a 100-year-old restaurant, it was good. It's got some cool history down there.
One more to go, and that's in Blytheville. Yeah. And we'll be there. But so we do that. We're going back and forth, and we're seeing all that. And that was another great conversation having with Cliff Harris the other day because of all the relationship or all of the familiar areas that he lived that I knew about from Royal to Mount Ida and all of that. Shangri-La mentioned that. So we do that. And then Saturday we get up early and we
head to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. I think I was up at 2 that morning.
I tell you, that was a crazy trip from Saturday, even though we flew, to Monday coming back. Of course, we did the show Monday, so that was a lot. And then we get right back and we head to Dallas. It was fun. We've been having a fun time. Thanks to Oakland. For sponsoring our summer adventure and everybody that's joined us and checked out our videos and all that. Appreciate them. Looks like somebody said, there's a man, Justin Moore right there. Dustin from the 501 sends us two golf clubs with a golf ball in the middle as his tattoo.
What is it again?
It's two golf clubs crossing with a golf ball in the middle. He's
a listen, he must be a golfer.
That's almost strength and honor.
Yeah.
Strength and honor.
Let's see here. This is one. Wow. This is on my right ribs, 8 inches by 5 inches. Look at that thing. I'm telling you, I could do a website, not just of Razorback, but there's of all the people who have their favorite team tattooed. So
if I were to get a Razorback? And it'd be a running Razorback or a slobber Razorback, whatever. And I put a little Dallas Cowboy star right in the middle of that
combo.
Thing.
Combo.
You may go combo. May kill two birds, one stone. Oh, you know, hey, if there's a tattoo artist out there that wants to talk to us about. Do you have tattoos?
I do.
I thought so. Yeah, yeah.
We saw the other day. We need to get you to come. Where are yours? Your arm?
I have one on my arm, one on my back.
Huh? Where you have it?
Small on my back.
Do you? No. Wait, what is it on your back?
I can't explain it.
Whoa! Well, you got it. Can you show it?
Gonna.
Can you show it to us?
I will. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. I'll tell you, one of the most impressive tattoos on the back of a person is on William Harrison.
Oh my gosh!
Now he is a massive
mighty
himself.
Mighty eagle. Yeah, the mighty eagle.
It's to scale. That eagle with his wings are to scale. He pulled that rascal off at Dugan's one night at the karaoke.
It was dark in the room.
He made it fly.
He made it fly. For the 501, strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Don't go away. 6:49.
Sing it, Jay Bird.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continue to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
Uneven tire wear, poor handling, or suspension issues costing you money? Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock has you covered with heavy-duty alignments and tough, dependable U-bolts built for hard-working trucks and equipment. Proper alignment improves tire life, fuel economy, and performance, and their quality suspension components keep your fleet safe and road-ready. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, Powers keeps your business moving. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today.
Burroughs and Mr. Frank's is a long-standing, iconic luxury eyewear shop in the Heights. They're family-owned and operated opticians that feature high-end designer eyewear that you can't find anywhere else. Brands like Cartier, Gucci, Salt, and State Optical. Plus, they have all their lenses from the high-tech lens crafter Zeiss, who make lenses for cameras, telescopes, microscopes, and yes, glasses. These are found only at Burroughs, and they do all the fitting and lab work right in their own in-store lab. They're at 5901 R Street in the Heights, Burroughs and Frank's Optical.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Sherwood. And the manufacturer has stepped up, and we're going to move some vehicles. The vehicle you've been waiting for and dream of is here, but not for long. These deals end July 31st, so hurry in right now. This is the biggest sell of the summer. I've got Ram trucks up to $20,000 off, and that includes a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. I've got the all-new Grand Cherokees up to $10,000 off. We've got the new Grand Wagoneers under $60,000 starting at $59,997. And I also got the new Rams, including the 10-year 100, starting at $39,997. We're paying top dollar for your trade. So get pre-approved at FletcherCredit.com. Shop online at FletcherDeals.com. When these deals are gone, they're gone. So get down to 5922 Warden Road in Sherwood or call us at 501-834-7700.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Millar golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from HogSports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products, visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
Hey, everybody. This is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton. And I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on the Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Can you feel the tension in the air right now? I know I can. I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You know what's funny? What's really funny about that's Will Ferrell and what was the name of that
He's
show?
Down.
You know, it's the funniest thing is the outtakes of that.
Yeah,
that
yeah it really scene. Is.
That I can't stop laughing.
Yeah, that's actually the funniest thing. That's actually funnier than the actual cut. Yeah, it's good
I agree.
Stuff.
I concur.
I concur.
Ooh, we got to get that too, yeah. Christian. Got to try to find that from
Denzel and what is
Crimson
it?
Tide. Crimson Tide. Yeah, I concur.
I do not concur. Someone says, in memory of my stepson that passed away at 13. Wow, that's powerful that you get a tattoo in honor of a loved one, which you see a lot of those. Yeah, send them. We'd be glad to see those. One is like a giant eyeball, a big blue eyeball. That's, I mean, apparently the young person had blue eyes. So.
And someone sent in the information from the Channel 7 reporter.
Yeah, I saw the tattoo. Yeah, you can't. I think she wore a tank top. Yeah. And I don't think she got approval before she went out there. You just can't do that unless you got approval from your boss.
Yeah.
Here's one that says, Baz, don't forget that Zendaya and the lovely and talented Charlize at
their own. Yeah. There's a ton of people.
Odyssey movie. Yeah. Now, this is the one, Roger, do you know much about the Odyssey? About
you didn't have to read it in school?
No, we did not.
We did.
Homer's Odyssey.
Yeah, it's Christopher Nolan that's wrote this and directed it. And I mentioned Anne Hathaway, Tom Holland, Robert Pattinson, and Matt Damon. But Damon plays Odysseus, King of Ithaca. And this is the one where they got big monsters and things. And,
yeah, there's Cyclops and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
And that's
Douglas started this, apparently. I didn't know.
Wizard of Oz was based.
It was based on the Odyssey.
It was. Yeah.
Was Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Absolutely.
Kirk Douglas did this movie.
There's
back
been
in the
a
50s.
Ton of Odyssey riffs.
Oh, no, no.
But you know what? You didn't have the special effects back then. It probably did.
Excuse me. When she is flying and the house is flying in there, you don't think that's special effects?
In addition to Heather Baker and Steve Qualls today, Roger, we're going to visit with Big Sarge. I think Pat Bradley's going to call. And then David Dunovit.
Yeah.
Who's got Guitar Wars. I don't know much about that.
We're going to find out. Because
Are you competing in Guitar Wars?
No, no, no. I'm in Ukulele Wars.
Did you have that?
Ukulele Wars? We'll have it next
demoted,
year.
You got demoted from our guitar school to...
No, I can't wrap my little fingers around that six strings, a four-string ukulele.
He got promoted.
Let me tell you something. Looks large in my hand, man. Mm.
It does look like... It looks like it's a guitar, and he's 6'4".
Well, yeah.
He's 6'4", and he's got a guitar.
It's like I'm a Cyclops playing that, and I'm working it. Listen, when my wife... comes out and goes, I can actually, you are actually improving. That's what you want. That's what you want. And then she comes out and sees me. Never mind.
He's playing This Land Is Your Land.
I'm working on that.
Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Listen, there's Tiptoe. I haven't done that one. I want to do, they've got, there's some other lessons, some Lean on Me and this and that. There's a few, but I just got to get more prolific.
Are you doing it on YouTube?
Pardon?
Are you doing it on YouTube? How do you want it?
That's how I did. That's where I'm.
YouTube amazing.
Well, it just really is. It just is. I just just to get the chords, just like with Cliff Harris was saying, you know.
Yes. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Heather Baker coming up next to tell you what's happening across the state of Arkansas. I know a lot of folks will be at the lake, which is a good place to be. We'll monitor see who's leading the British Open. We'll play for those of you who missed it. C'est la vie, Joe Nichols' newest song. Yeah. If you want to be a part of the show, tell us what tattoo I need, where I need to put it. Show us
ziggity
your tattoo.
Diggities.
How about ziggity diggity?
Yeah, I like it. We'd pay for Rick to have that. Absolutely. Send us pictures of your tattoos as well. All right, don't go away. 7 o'clock. Yeah. What's that?
And I just want to say, this is for you, our listeners.
What an asset you are to our show.
Thank you just are. Thank you.
Summer's coming, the days are getting long. Waited all winter for the time to be right, just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter.
103.7 The Buzz.
You know how I am. You guys know how I am. I don't forget anything.
Crushing all the competition.
So you can take that to the bank.
When you think CertaPro Painters, you probably think interior and exterior painting for homes and commercial properties, which we do beautifully. But did you know that we're more than just paint? CertaPro also provides expert carpet.